Johnny Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's been a long, long time since we've been on the show. At least, almost about exactly 30 days. But I'm glad to be back. Now I have some personal things to take care of. I know that between me and Nate, we both get busy. And hey, part of that time, I was sick as hell. And y'all know me, I like to talk a lot. So it's no good me being on the show and not be able to talk to you guys about every 5 minutes. So, no, when I come here and I do these shows, I have to give you my best. So I'm glad you guys stuck around, as you always do. And about to give you another hot episode like we always do. So maybe be checking in a second, because she's got a lot that she's been doing. Yeah, I know how she's the queen of secrecy. So we'll see how much she's going to tell us, but yeah, she got a lot of moves coming up, me as well. One thing I come out the top talking about, man, so I just tried out my Halloween costume on today. Oh, man. Now, for those who've been around for a long time that know, have watched my page and stuff and seen some of the stuff I did over the years costume-wise, I know I've been a number of things. I've been Green Lantern. I've been Superman, I've been Batman, I've been Falcon, I've been Mr. Incredible, I've been Inspector Gadget, I've been Egyptian God, all these different things. And this year is yet another popping year. I'm a damn Super Saiyan this year. And that shit is so lit because, let me tell you something, as a guy who is not small by any means, finding a costume is going to fit you and not feel like you got something you're just sticking with just to be doing it sucks. So I'm definitely thankful to find a costume that I actually like and fits me very well. And this is probably of all the costumes I've ever worn, period, over the time, about adult life of doing these superhero things, I'll have to say that this is the best one I've worn because it's very comfortable. There is no fastening going on, zippers. It's a perfect, the costume is made very well. It don't look cheap. It looks very nice, man. And I'm having so much fun, rocking it this year. So again, yes, I am a Super Saiyan this year. Excited. I'm walking around. Definitely going to have too much fun with this because, again, I got a lot of room. I ain't going to use the restroom comfortably. I ain't got to do all this extra shit. So it's going to be lit. I know some of y'all right now, and my energy this year for Halloween is going to be off the chart because that costume is lit. Let's tell y'all. I was going to do some pictures today, but I'm like, nah. Let y'all wait a little bit longer because I'm rocking the costume this weekend anyway. So, rocking this weekend, I'm going to get y'all some pictures posted. I can go, ooh, ah, or as my boy Madison Media loves to do, clown me for wearing costumes. So, it is what it is. But, oh my God, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg of everything going on. We just released the 60th issue of Human Canvas magazine. That's actually the cosplay issue, ironically. So definitely check that out. Yeah, we got the sister magazine to Human Canvas magazine, which is called Culinary Canvas magazine. Next month will be the launch date for that. It's going to be November 15th. And on that same exact day, there will be something called Taste of Fort Worth. So right here in Fort Worth, there will be an event to celebrate all the, you know, all these different foods. Not like a, but like everyone go see chain and go to a chain restaurant or whatnot. But this allows you to test out all these different foods that you don't normally get to taste out. It's like meeting a lot of mom and pop shops, our restaurants. So I'm excited for you guys to see what's all coming out of it. And yeah, this is the next phase of great projects that I've been blessed to do. So definitely stay on the lookout, man. It's about to be crazy. Yeah. And see, there goes Nay right there. So let Nay run her mouth here on the catch up part of the show. What's up, Nay?
What's up?
I don't know. See, I know it's so weird. It's like, damn, we ain't been on here almost a goddamn month.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I told you I know you're the queen of secrecy, but I know you're gonna give us something. You'll give us a little something. Wow, what's been going on with you since we last been on the show?
Just, you know, work, school. I did a photo shoot recently on Sunday, so that went very well. Stay tuned for that. You know, I surprised y'all until y'all was on a shoot, so. But I did.
I remember your scene post, you said, I need to shoot soon. You said that, but you didn't quite let us know when you were going to do it until after you dropped the sneak peek.
Yes, I definitely dropped a little sneak peek from my photo shoot that I did on Sunday.
let's talk about this sneak peek that you posted. Because I'm telling y'all, Nate posted this photo. I was like, Nate, don't do it to us. So yeah,
it is something.
You brought
that
the blonde
is,
hair out and stuff.
Yeah, I've got the blonde hair. Something very elegant, but yet seductive. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something different.
Yeah, that's all. Because it was something you posted, so I did want to talk about this too, which was, you know, shout out to that of you doing it. Oh my God, what just happened? My whole screen is went. But you also have to where you got a picture of you and your dad. You know, you had a side by side picture of you and your dad, and you kind of recreated that as a concept for one of your photos.
Yes, yes. So I did a 40 look. Because my mom got her own jacket line, so I did a photo shoot for her jacket line so she can have some professional pictures for her website.
That's what's up. Like, how did it feel to do that? Because, you know, again, you were paying homage to showing love to your dad with how you did it. Like, you even did a pose. He did. Like, how did it feel to, like, do that? Because I know I was like, man, I know that had to be an emotional moment there.
Absolutely. At first, like, when I was at my shoot, I didn't even think about that picture that my dad had. Until, like, my dad did do the same type of pose in a picture before. And I just put the picture side by side.
Oh, man, yeah, I saw that. I was like, waterworks. And they're getting ready to come. What I've seen so far has been pretty dope. I love the little sneak peek you gave us, the blonde hair and whatnot. That's going to, like I said, you're pretty great. Shut it down.
Yes. Definitely got to shut the internet down with these pictures. Now, when they come back, I'm only going to drop one picture. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all want to see the rest of the pictures, y'all got to pay to see the rest. But I will be releasing one image of the theme from that shoot. Now, the sporty look, I'm going to post those. But as far as the seductiveness, y'all got to pay to see the rest of those pictures.
Exactly. That, yeah, so that's, I mean, end of the day, like I said, I really enjoy looking at, I mean, because it was just dope to me, again, just watching how that all unfolded. You, like I said, it had to be, an emotional moment, yet it was, it felt good. Like, it's always good to show love to people who are no longer here with us, but, you know, live through, you know, kind of celebrate them in a happy way, so that every time we think of them, doesn't necessarily make us cry, but it actually strengthens us.
Absolutely.
So yes, yes, yes. But anyways, people, we're gonna go ahead and go into a quick song break. We come out from the song break, we will be getting ready to go into the six. The six is a weekly list of six items based on a particular topic for the week. I'm going to then reach for a hat, decide if we're going to do Cricket of the Week first or do Seduction 101 first. So y'all stay tuned for that and see which one we're going to do. But right after this music break, we'll be going to the six. Right here on Life That Does Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl, Nay Seduction.
When I went to school, fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad. All I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beat, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I
ain't trying to sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. I put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, and nigga, motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle Man, Conan, hit Big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly. My baby got food. To all my listeners, see, I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store. Walmart too, I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl Nate Seduction. I ain't even gonna comment on something I just saw. It was hilarious. There's somebody's over here in the trip. I'm gonna leave y'all suspense for the show. You're like, what the hell are you laughing about? I ain't even gonna get there. But, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to say it. You fucking say it, I'm saying it. So, my cousin hit the pin, right? And it must have been one of those very, very good batches because this motherfucker's over here tripping like he was trying to think about the theory of relativity over here or something. Good Lord. And he just started giggling like he was a goddamn joker. Like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Ain't nothing funny on TV. This motherfucker is over here just laughing at, just air. Oh my God. Nonetheless, Nay, are you ready for the six?
Go ahead.
All right, so y'all, again, the six where we give y'all a weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. All right, so y'all know these, a lot of times we do the six, it always gets themed around stuff going on at that time. Of course, we got Halloween around the corner. So, I figured today's the six would be in light of costumes I don't want to see. On certain people. Know how you say know your role, jabroni, and all that stuff? Well, you need to know your costume. So, we are going to go down a road of knowing your costume and knowing what you should not, what you need to skip over. So, I know how we do it. It's like a round robin. I go, Nate goes. Bam. So, coming off the top. Ladies. If you're going to be any type of sexy superhero or sexy costume at all and involves latex, make sure the latex looks good on you. Again, I was going to say make sure it looks good on you because what you intend to be sexy to look like a goddamn, like you about to try out for the WWE or something. Like, dead ass. Don't look like no goddamn wrestler, man. Because I'm clowning your ass. I don't care what kind of feelings you got. I'm clowning your ass. You coming in like a goddamn wrestler. So, know your costume. Don't be out here again. Latex don't look good on everybody. It just don't. And see, it was for this look. I know y'all thinking, oh, man, shoot, he's talking about this. He's talking about the big girls. No. Guess what? Because some of these slim chicks, they ain't got no ass or nothing. Ain't got no. You can't tell if they coming or going. They got them goddamn costumes on too. You like, what the fuck? Costumes sagging out their ass and shit. Nah. Don't do it. Know your costume role. Know your costume role. That's all I can tell you. Number two, Nay.
I'm gonna have to go with know your size. Don't be trying to be all big and wear something that's too small for you. Make sure it fits your body.
Simple. Number three. Let me, and this is a semi-serious one. People. You can do costumes. You can be a superhero or something without having to do blackface. Blackface is not necessarily, to pull off a costume. Get the fuck out of here. Stop doing blackface in order for, like, that's going to complete the costume. Hell, I'm a goddamn Super Saiyan, and you don't see me making myself like a goddamn white anime character. So if I ain't doing all that shit, you don't have to complete a costume by painting your face black to get the point. Just wear the goddamn costume. Yes, semi-serious, but at the same time, you like a goddamn fool, too. You ain't got, you know, goddamn blackface. Oh, well, I want to be Black Panther without the mask on. Shut the fuck up. Let's put the fucking mask on and shut the hell on. Like, stop missing the future. Keep the goddamn mask on. Don't take the mask off. There you go. All right. Number four, Nate.
Number four, I'm going to have to go with don't offend anyone with your costume. Like, don't be trying to dress up as a slave for Halloween. That's just an example. Don't offend nobody by the costume that you wear and then get beat up for wearing that type of costume.
Number five, I'm going to say, as far as costumes, feel free to be creative. Don't let nobody punk your ass into what you can wear and not wear. And so, and man, be a little different on how you do your shit. Like, I'm telling y'all, for me, superhero stuff. That makes sense. I mean, I don't know. And people are like, well, there's a lot of people who dress as Batman or dress as. No, what I get tired of is the same lazy attempt to try to be the slutty whatever. I want to be a slutty nurse. I want to be a slutty cop. It'd be cute. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it'd be some bad chicks you see. You're like, oh, it's cute. But sometimes it kind of get played out. Like, be creative about it. Man, and you ain't got to feel like you forced to have to dress to be. So, I mean, some of y'all be trying to act like y'all do it for Halloween because you try to go because that's what your whole mode on. I've got a slut every day. I'm wanting a slut on Halloween. Get the fuck out of here. We can see right through that shit. So stop trying to play it off. You know you a slut the other 364 days of the year. Don't try to use a costume as an excuse and try to mask that like that's the only time you act that way. Whatever. Nay, number six.
Do you, be you, and be safe.
Period. We have no goddamn Exactly. That means don't be having no weapons and shit either. With that, like you, like y'all know, man. Don't get into no reason to shoot your ass. And then you know, all of a sudden you're on the news. Oh, we thought it was a real gun. We thought it was a real sword. Blah, blah, blah. We got on a long list. I tell you, that's why, man, really, like, sometimes, like, it really, some stuff will really add to a costume. That's why I try to pick a lot of times what I strategically do. I pick superheroes don't necessarily need weapons to pull off the look, because you never know how people's energy be. I think the closest I had to somebody that had a weapon that was on Wolverine because he had the claws. Other than that, shoot, I try to stay away from that. I don't need none of that energy. Give somebody probable cause to harm me. That's ridiculous. Yes, that is dun, 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 the six. All right, so I'm getting the crickets of the week. Crickets of the week. Since it's been so long, guys. So just give me just one. Instead of just giving me just two, I'm gonna give you three crickets of the week. So we're gonna get some of these over from our great friends over at clumsycrooks.com, where they specialize in making fun of the dumbest cops and the dumbest criminals. So yeah. It's an equal how's the phrase go? Equal opportunity offender. So yes, y'all get ready for this. So here we go. Number one. And let me get my crickets. Y'all ready, crickets? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go out for me? Thank you. Appreciate it. So number one. A woman who flashed Google Street View car faces legal charges. That's funny, man. That's funny. I don't care. If anyone would get serious about it, get the hell out of here. It's just funny to me. Anyway, so woman Karen Davis, a 38-year-old woman, chased down the Google Street View car so she could show off her goods. Local authorities in her town are very pleased with her public display. And this, when they asked why did she do this, she said it was on her bucket list. She said that showing her boobs on Google, because I can explain to people what happened. So whenever you're like using Google Maps or whatnot, you can click like Street View so that you can be able to see a representation of how the buildings look. Well, you know, the way they do that, there's this car that goes around and takes these, and basically gets all these still images of all these buildings and whatnot. So basically, if you're doing that, not every time somebody looks and they look for this address, they're going to see your boobs on there. So, yeah. I mean, usually people are dumb, but I mean, great sense of humor, man. It was on your bucket list. I like this. Usually, I'm telling you, usually these fucking clumsy crooks stories, they usually drive me nuts. But this woman, she still get a cricket of the week because it was on her bucket list. And she wild for that. But she gets points in my book for even pulling that off. All right. Number two. So. I feel very sorry for some people in the world. So, yeah, so there's a lookout. It's apparently a lookout parrot. What the hell is a lookout parrot, people? There's a lookout parrot trained by drug dealers because it ain't no snitch. So, yes. There's more. So, according to The Guardian, a parrot who has not been named in Brazil was taken into custody by local police on April 30th, 2019, after they arrested the bird's drug dealer owner. The bird reportedly was taught to alert the criminals of nearby police and apparently was found calling, "Mom, the police," in Portuguese right around the time that police were preparing to raid the home of two suspected crack dealers in the neighborhood northeast Brazil. And so, of course, local police say he must have been trained for this. It's like as soon as the police got close, he started shouting. So the people have a question. Does the bird have Miranda rights? Drug traffickers have previously used birds known as narco palomas to fly drugs into prisons in Costa Rica and Argentina.
Right, remain beacon.
So let's go over this. Right, now this is fascinating. This, first, Cricket, please. Thank you. I gotta admit, that was clever. You had a goddamn parrot letting y'all know. You know how people always, you know how like how people always say the bird call, the bird calling. They had an actual parrot bird calling, letting you know, hey, some shit's gonna go down. Watch out. They literally, I mean, I wanna know, was the parrot throwing up his set, man? That's what I mean. All these questions are going in my head right now. Was the parrot thrown up his set? Like, what the hell? And I'm laughing as my cousin listens to this show live. Like, having to hear this story and hear it high has to be the weirdest shit in the world. The fucking parrot, bro. The parrot is like, hey, coo-coo! I mean, you know, parrots mimic what we say. Imagine the parrot just went, cuckoo. Man. Oh, my God, bro. This is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, my last trick of the week, which will not be coming from Thomas the Crook. This will be coming from directly in real life. As far as stuff going on in real life that we have to definitely going on. Okay. So I hadn't really got a chance to talk about this. This has happened. This happened during the duration of the show we don't last. And that's the whole thing, the Amber Geiger case. I mean, we're looking at this now. She's getting 10 years. Now, although I feel some people are like she should have got longer. But to me personally, this is the begin, like, the fact that there was even any time at all is astounding to me. And so, and I always said, well, like, it's hard, I had to quantify, but I always said, what would be a number that make me feel a little, that put me, let me sleep somewhat better at night, let me know that they're serious. 10 was a magic number. So when they get this woman 10 years, like, okay. All right, I see. All right, I understand. You guys are definitely not taking this, not playing with this at all. So I just say, man, wow. The fact she even got 10 years, that was big to me in itself. So I know some people are getting, some people are mad, but it was 10 years at minimum. So I know that's interesting. But then you get what happens the same week, maybe some days afterwards. One of the star witnesses from the case, one of the neighbors, he ends up getting killed. And what pisses me off is, you know, they start going through all this, throwing ideas that they're trying to say why he ended up getting killed and blaming on drug deals and whatnot. What y'all not going to do is try to use that to discredit him. Hell no. I get what's going on. That's the only way that story was released. People are just not satisfied this woman got caught and that she got to go to, she got some time to do. So in order to character assassinate, you know, Boston John, y'all decided to go this direction of saying let's go ahead and assassinate the character of one of the witnesses. And they're not here to defend themselves because they're dead. That's stupid. I thought that was cricket worthy. It definitely, yeah, I hated even see it. It was trash. So yeah, that is Crickets of the Week, people. What we're gonna do, we're gonna go ahead and go into another song break, and then when we come back, we'll be doing Seduction 101. Again, Seduction 101, you never know what's gonna come out of it. Be life, it can be love, it can be sex, it can be anything else she comes to her mind to. So just be on the lookout for Seduction 101 right after this song break. But before I do that, I want to definitely give a live shout out to Stitcher, which is one of the places that actually houses our show. And right now they're doing something where you can do Stitcher Premium. What you can do, you can go into there, listen to some of your favorite shows ad free with Stitcher Premium, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Wolverine the Lost Trail, Bitch Sesh, The Fantasy Footballers, and Science Rules of Bill Nye, just to name a few. It also includes access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. It's only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. All you do is go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. Use promo code LIFEAFTERDUSK for 1 month free on your monthly plan. Again, that is Life, LIFEAFTERDUSK, Life at the Dusk. And use that code at stitcher.com/premium. You get your first month free. So, yeah. Can't knock that at all. So, try it out. Let us know what you think. Cannot wait, man. And again, subscribe to Life at the Dusk Live on Stitcher. We'll be back after this, everybody, here on Life at the Dusk Live, again with Seduction 101.
Highly irregular, regularly highly.
Working up a sweat.
Say, hey, baby, can I talk for a minute?
Back on Life with Dust Live, your boy City J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
Yes, Nay, what you got for Seduction 101 this week?
This Seduction 101, I just want to say, like, if you're in an engagement and you're insecure, then you might as well not even get married. Like, seriously.
Do too.
And my thing is, when I'm dealing with somebody and, you know, I'm having sex with them, we got an understanding, we supposed to be having something going on, I will never approach the next female and come to the next female as a woman. I will approach that man that I am supposed to be dealing with. That's where women get things messed up at and get things wrong at, because when you approach the next woman about your man, you are giving that woman the upper hand on your relationship. Because if nobody know that y'all got issues in y'all relationship, then you can fix that between you and your man. But if you bring the next woman into your relationship issue because you're insecure or you want to find out questions on if he's dealing with somebody or not, you're not supposed to take that up with the next female. You're supposed to address your man about that. And recently, last week, this woman approached me about her fiance that I don't even know. I just know him off of Facebook. I've never met this man in real life. So, baby girl, in my inbox, like, why you loving his picture? And I love the picture of his daughter because his daughter was pretty. I think it was her prom or homecoming dance or something like that. So I love the picture of his daughter, not of him. And she was just like, what child got going on and all this. Like, girl, I don't even know him, but I didn't tell her that because at this point, since you're approaching me about your fiance, I got the upper hand now. Because you want information, but really, I don't even got no information because I'm not dealing with this man. I don't even know him. I told the girl, have a blessed day. And all this, and I told her, you need to take whatever issues you and your man got going on, you need to talk to him about that. Because I don't even know this man at the end of the day. But I didn't tell her that. I'm just letting her assume she know everything because the bitch was obviously crazy as hell. Like, it was just hilarious to me. It's so funny to me because I don't even know the dude in real life. That's why it was so hilarious to me. And y'all know Power came on the Sunday before last, right? And Lakeisha got killed, right? Tasha killed Lakeisha, right?
Mm.
The girl who was in my inbox name was Lakeisha.
Oh, Lord.
So I made the status on Facebook like, I'm about to be the next Tasha. Because just because her name was Lakeisha, that shit was hilarious as fuck to me. Because I had just watched Power 2, and she inboxed me a few days later on that bullshit. I said, I'm about to meet the next Tasha at this point. If this Lakeisha bitch don't get out my inbox. But ladies, like, I had to learn this from past experience growing up, like, being in high school and a little after high school, I've learned that you cannot address the next person about someone that you are supposed to be dealing with. Because, like I said, they give that person the upper hand. Like, to make jokes about you and to say whatever they want to say about you. Like, you giving her the upper hand to make you sweat, to put pressure on you. Like, you females, that's where they come. And this girl, she got to be way old. This girl got to be, like, around my mama age. And I'm only 24. So that was another funny thing to me because, like, damn, you're supposed to know better. Like, you are supposed to know better. And then she got to inbox me talking about you wear makeup and all this. And, okay, what's that got to do with anything? Because I wear makeup. And
you
do, hey. I'm natural. So now you're trying to down the next woman to make yourself feel superior. When I don't even know
what
your makeup. So, ladies, like, don't do that. Don't hop in the next woman's inbox because of your man trying to come to them as a woman. Don't come to me as a woman. Please do not come to me as a woman. Because if my man, if I feel like my man cheating on me and my man out here doing me dirty, I'm not about to approach the next woman about my man. I'm going to approach him. I'm going to take my issues up with him because at the end of the day, he owed me loyalty, not the next woman. Your man owes loyalty to you because at the end of the day, y'all sleeping together. Y'all together every day or whatever the case may be. Y'all got y'all situation going on. So that's the person that you need to be approaching because am I sleeping with you? No, I'm not. So I don't owe you anything.
I mean, social media, it just really sometimes, it brings out the worst in people. Like, some people, I swear, they just hope they can find something to start shit about. And that's part of the problem. Like, she probably was out, she was mad about something else, so she wanted to take it out on you and make you the bad guy. Oh, heck. That little wench over there. You gotta deal with the energy head on.
But my thing is, I kept ignoring her because I have grown so much, and at this point in my life, the only thing I want is peace. So I'm not gonna argue with the next woman over no man, especially no man that I'm even not even having. I don't even know him in real life. So why am I about to argue with you about a nigga that I don't even know? And even if I did sleep with this man, I'm not about to give you that energy that you're trying to give me. I'm going to ignore you, and I'm going to tell you to have a blessed day like I did. I'm not about to argue with no females or let no female get me out of character or get me upset or get me out of my body. No, because I want peace in my life, and I'm not going to let anybody interrupt my peace.
All right. Here's the thing I don't get is, the people who, how can I put it, that look to start arguments, like, you know, it's period, not even just that, but, like, text messages get on my nerves sometimes because all of a sudden people want to get to typing and they want to keep going and keep going and keep going, and shit's annoying, bro. I try to have a level of transparency of y'all. But here, I'm going to them while I'm on this very show. They want to argue so bad, and you playing some Jedi, you doing some Jedi mind trick to where you woo-sign the situation and taking the high road, and people arise when you disrespect me. Realize you're gonna need me before I need you, and when I take the high road instead of going the road you go, and I call, and it's the next time you try to ask me something, I remind you did it. Don't try to come get mad at me and then try to play a game where you're still trying to do some last minute ninjutsu of trying to get me to try to make me feel bad and like the bad guy. I'm not falling for it. You want to do that? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do a reverse on your ass, and then I'm gonna go, yeah, you know what? You're right. They're gonna go, damn it, wait, I'm right. Yeah, because I'm not gonna sit here. And you said, I'm not giving you the energy that you want. You want me to argue with you back and forth, and that's what you want. You want me to be the bad guy. Forget it. Especially if I did stuff for you, I don't want to hear it. Like, get the heck on. So,
I'm with you, Nate. Yeah, all I'm saying is my seduction 101 is do not approach the next man or woman about your relationship. Approach your partner.
Peace. Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to be looking dumb as hell. you're going to be all having high blood pressure and just doing snow. Take that up with your partner. Y'all need to sit down and have a conversation about what's on your mind. Don't approach the next person. And if you're not getting the answers that you need from your partner, pray about it.
Exactly. Well, what I have to say on that is, again, that was a good, very good point. But, so I would say that's a perfect segue to our closing arguments for the show today before we get ready to move into what's known as what's going on, where we tell you some of the stuff we got coming up. Again, people, there's way too much going on in the world. We're trying to always start stuff with people. Get the hell on, bro. Like, seriously, get the hell on. Like, if you got all this, because some people, I'm telling you, instead of being productive, they were rather try to be full of sabotage and try to find ways as much as possible to try to make other people's days bad or whatnot. We gotta do so much better than that. Like, change your energy, man. Change your energy, because it's getting dead as hell. I'm really over the shit of people that want to try to start stuff with me. I'm gonna keep dusting that shit the fuck off. Like, I'm not in the mood, man. I'm just really not in the mood. So get it together, because I'm not in the mood. I'm not here for the constant struggle, constant battle back and forth of just people who just want to just start arguments just because somebody crapped in their own cornflakes this morning. Like, don't make me be the person. Like, keep it moving. Please. Any last things you want to say before we move to what's going on, Maine?
No, that's it.
So as far as what's going on tip with me, I'm getting ready to drop issue 61 beginning of November. So you got to November 2nd to have this stuff in for that issue. And that's the royalty issue. So definitely go over to acmag.dustspot.com. And you can find out more about what's going on there. And, of course, also taking submissions for Culinary Canvas magazine as well. So go to the Culinary Canvas pages, and you can be able to get reach us on there to find out what it would take to be in Culinary Canvas. And we also got a big event coming on the 15th. That's a Taste of Fort Worth. Definitely cannot wait for that. It's going to be that going on coinciding with being a launch party for Culinary Canvas. So just a few of the things coming up. And Nate, do you have anything else coming up that you want to share?
Just stay tuned for the things I will be dropping. Keep an eye on my social media. You never know what I might pop up and do. So just be on the lookout. Stay tuned.
All right, buddy. Remind you, our show is officially, as of this week, now on Spotify. So you can listen to us on a number of places. Humble Brag, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. I'll assume Google Play Music. We'll be on there too. We're working that out now. So, again, as I love to say all the time, and also, of course, blogtalkradio.com. There's no way you should miss the show. We got so many different ways to listen to it. Check it out. Subscribe on all the platforms. Heck, show us some love. Subscribe to all of them. So, yeah, that way you can keep up with us. So, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We in the show reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a
Nay.
There
or
is a
you.
Way.
What?
Mm-hmm. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Nay Production.
And, Nay, what is that public announcement we give everybody every show we do for these Wednesdays?
If you go out, please do it responsibly.
Peace.
Peace.